Ever want to jump in your car and hit the road? Get away from all the buzz, just the horizon in front of you? Miko Marx knows that feeling. It's the title of her debut album and the record's hit song, Freeway Bound. I'm feeling kind of restless, feeling kind of bold. Want to find a simple life, someone I can hold. I'm tired of the hurry, tired of this town. I'm headed where life's easy, I'll be free once I'm freeway bound. Hitting the road, giving thanks to mama, lying, cheating hearts. Miko Marx is an up-and-coming country artist who sings about all these country music staples. But just how did an African-American girl from Michigan catch the country bug? Decades after country legend Charley Bride busted through the color barrier, country music still remains an elusive draw for black fans. Here to share her views and a little music is Miko Marx. She joins us now from member station KQED in San Francisco. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Now, I understand that you grew up singing gospel in church, so how did you make your way to country?
Well, I can tell you this, it was really quite easy. I grew up in a gospel church, so telling stories kind of came natural for me. I just fell into it because I started writing my own songs, and before I knew it, people were listening and saying, oh, this sounds kind of country, or this, and I said, well, why not do something that's coming from my heart? So I have to say, I stumbled upon it.
Did you have some musical inspiration, some influences, people you grew up listening to? Yeah. Who are they?
Oh, yeah. Like, my mom used to have Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, Charley Pride, Johnny Paycheck, and amongst Genesis, Chicago, and Kansas. So I can just run the gamut on music. And I was exposed to country at a young age, but I didn't really gravitate towards it until my college years.
So it kind of evolved organically. You kind of were writing your own stories, your own songs, and it just took on a country feel. That's just how it came. It's
right.
just how it came out.
Right. And I was like, why not do something that's coming so naturally to me rather than try to fit into a box that I'd really be uncomfortable in? So I'm doing this with ease. I love it. I can involve my family. It's just a great thing to be a part of. And it's my life on tape.
And I must say, you do look cute in your hat.
Thank you very much.
You look cute in your cowboy hat, I must say. Everybody can't pull off the cowboy hat.
Hey, I got a cowboy hat now. It has a hole in it. It's supposed to be like a bullet hole.
Oh, no.
And it's falling apart because it's like, I got to find another one that looks just like it. I'm in love with that hat.
Do you ever worry that though you won't be reaching other African-Americans with your music? For whatever reason, country just doesn't seem to be as popular with African-American music fans in this country. In this country, anyway. Overseas, different. In Africa, country is big, but not here.
But you know what? That is so changing. I tour around with the Bill Pickett Rodeo, which is the only black touring rodeo in the country. And the thing is people are really receptive to the music. They might say, oh, I'm not really a big country fan, but I like your country. I like your music. And so now that we've put a face that's representing them, it's kind of like it's a good thing. I always do really well at the rodeos, which in the beginning it shocked me. But now I can't bring enough
product. Oh, spare me,
product.
Miko, please. I've seen your picture. I've seen your picture. So, oh, yeah, I'm shocked that the fellows
on the
rodeo tour are
no
receptive
way.
To your music.
No, no. I didn't think they would like the music. You know, I'm like, this is way too left field. But in actuality, they love it. And that's a good thing.
You wrote 7 out of the 10 cuts on Freeway Bound. Talk to me about some of the things that were on your mind when you were putting that album together.
Well, I wrote 7, like you said, and it was just a lot of heartache, a lot of good times. And my mom passed away during the recording of the CD. And so
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I got a chance to write a song about her, and it's called Mama. It's just like a question to her after, like, how does she see me through the windows of the sky? Like, looking down, what am I doing right or what am I doing wrong?
Mama. To view the world from the windows of the sky. Do you know what I'm thinking? Can you feel what's in my heart? Oh, mama, can you tell me what it's like.
It's a lovely song, but I'm so sorry to hear about your mom.
Oh, me and my mom, we had a really good relationship. I saw her the day before she passed, and I looked back, and I was like, Mama, I love you. And she was like, get out of here, girl. I love you, too. And it was just like this moment we shared, but we both knew. So I don't feel like I was shortchanged. I got the most out of my mom.
And you have Erykah Badu in the video. How did that come about?
Well, she and I went to college together, Grambling State University, and we had a singing group back then called Harmony. Well, one time, we drove all the way from Louisiana to Michigan to sing at my mama's church. We got there, there were like 12 people, 18-hour drive. I was like, Mama, why did you bring us for this?
And an hour
Erykah
and a half
never
per
forgot
person.
That.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
you had like an hour and
exactly.
a half per person.
Exactly. So Erykah never forgot that. So when Mama, the video came around, I was like, you're always talking about my mama. Why don't you play her in this video? And she did. And that was just, it was a blessing. The whole situation just was surreal and beautiful. It all came together so nice.
I'm talking to country music singer Miko Marks about her debut album and her new album. You've got a new album coming up. It's called It Feels Good. And I understand you were kind enough to bring along one of your band members, Victor Campos. Victor, hello.
Hi, how you doing there?
Good. And now I understand that you're going to play something for us from the new album?
Yes, we are. What are we going to do, Miko? Tell about it.
We are going to play a song called The Son My Daddy Never Had, because I'm a tomboy, tom girl, and I can relate to this song. And it's actually a song written by a Nashville writer, and I just fell in love with it, so I'd love to share it. It's kind of about being rough and tumble and ready to go, so here we go. Daddy really wanted a baby boy. He got me, and now was his pride and joy. He brought me home wrapped up in a blanket of blue. And he taught me everything he knew. I was a home run hitting, watermelon seed spitting, Sunday school skipping, rather be fishing, monkey wrench churning, back wheels burning, rubber down in old dirt road. Homecoming queen in a helmet and shoulder pads. I am the son my daddy never had. I'm looking for a man who can handle me. Takes me out to dance and lets me lead. Who's not intimidated by the size of my truck and loves his covered girl covered in mud. I'm a work boot wearing, double dog daring, mama's voice scaring. Caught you staring, monkey wrench churning, back wheels burning, rubber down an old dirt road. Bad mouth my mama and you're gonna get me fighting mad. I am the son my daddy never had, oh yeah. Let's go.
Go, go, Victor. All right.
Oh, no.
The Son My Daddy Never Had by Craig Mundy and P.P. Lubar, who's not intimidated by the size of my truck.
Yeah.
It's a tall order.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I've been married 12 years, so he knows all about
okay.
the
truck.
Son My Daddy Never Had. I'm pretty rough around the edges. But that's
all
cool.
Right. That's great. How has Nashville responded to you?
Well, it's been a different experience because they're not used to African-American female country artists. But I can tell you this, from a person that's like 90 years old to like somebody 12, they just, once they hear the music, they fall in love. And so whatever's holding them back because this is different, they let it all go. And at the end of the day, I've had a really, really nice experience in Nashville. I can't say otherwise. It's been great.
But I have to say that I can't think of any other African-American women in country. I mean, of course, Charlie Pride's been doing his thing for many, many years. And now Cowboy Troy is making a name for himself. He's combining rap and country. But I can't think of any other women on the country scene. Is it lonely out there?
Well, I believe there's more than myself, but I'm so tunnel vision on what I'm doing, and it doesn't get lonely because I have a lot of support as I travel the country.
It is interesting the way you try to incorporate. I mean, some of the themes, like we said at the beginning, like Freeway Bound, you know, that's a classic. I'm getting in my car. I'm getting out of here. I'm hitting the road. And the beautiful song you wrote about your mother, I can envision, you know, Dolly Parton. I can envision all kinds of different folks singing that. But there are some themes that you talk about that other people don't talk about, like a 9 years pushing 30. You want to talk about that?
Well, that's a song, again, I got from Nashville. I heard it and I just cried. The first time I heard it just brought my heart to this place. And I was like, I got to do this song. It's about kids who are like 9 years old, but they're pushing 30 to life because their life is like on this path of destruction. And it's like, we have to bring some light to the inner city youth and just the kids that have to them for themselves because both parents are working. I mean, it's like this situation to where we're not keeping our backyards clean. We're not sweeping around our own front doors. I have a son. He's 11. So I get a chance to meet all his little friends and, you know, get to get close with them. And there may be a few that are like less attended to, that may need a little extra care, that may be living with their grandmas or, you know, and they come and our house is like an escape. So it's like this song really touched me on that level because of the experiences I've had growing up and the experiences I've seen other kids going through.
Do you want to play some of it for us?
Of course.
All right, let's hear it. 9 years pushing 30.
We met here go today. He showed up out of nowhere, came into our yard to play. The language that he used and his calloused attitude made me wonder about him then. Oh, but now I know just where he's coming from, knowing where he's been. I heard him tell a story to my little boy one day. He told of how a policeman came and took his mom away. Then he said my daddy died dodging bullets from another lawman's gun. Since then, I've been a number with the county, nobody's son. I'd love to take him in my arms and hold him tight if he would let me, but he won't. I'd love to tell him everything will be all right and him believe it, but he don't. He thinks I'm nothing but taller. Yeah, I'm just another girl. He's 9 years pushing 30, and the little man is angry with the world.
It just is a reminder, isn't it, that a lot of people are dealing with similar issues. It's the very similar things. But it's a shame that we don't necessarily talk about it that way. It's almost like everybody's still in their separate universe, right?
And you're right. And it's like such a huge issue. And it wasn't as big an issue as it is today as it was when I was growing up. It was there, but now it's so prevalent. It's like I wanted to really shine some light on the situation about the youth.
But it's not just African-American youth. I mean, one of the things I'm seeing from this is that there are, you know, you're an African-American person, you recorded the song, but the person who wrote it is not, and who's clearly seeing something in her world that needs to be talked about. It's a huge picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's across the board. It's not just minorities, and it's not just African-Americans. It's all the kids today with the two parents having to work. I just think there's a lot of neglect because there's not enough hours in the day.
You work.
Well, I work, but I get to work and do what I love. And then if I have to bring my kids along, they can come. A lot of kids can't go to the office with mom and dad.
True. Good point.
You know, so I'm blessed. I'm lucky and I'm blessed. I thank God I can do that.
I wanted to just talk about the idea of, again, being kind of distinct in your field. I wonder, do you think that, you know, we go to the record store and, you know, everything's in their little corner, right? There's the country section, there's the rap section, you know, there's this. And I just, and in a way that kind of mirrors the rest of the world, everybody's kind of in their corner. And I see artists experimenting across genre. You know, you see somebody like a Cowboy Troy introducing rap. You see some of the country artists talking, incorporating other musical themes into their work. I just wonder, do you think at some point we won't be so genre driven, that there will be more diversity and integration kind of across the board in music?
We are definitely headed in that direction, because now people are just starting to, everything's all over the page, and if it's just beautiful music, it's being more accepted, and things are changing. Like as you said, you have Beyonce doing a Latin album. I mean, things are just changing so drastically, and for the better. I think we're moving in the direction to where it won't be so much about genre. It's going to just be about great music and great songs.
Country music singer Miko Marks, and she was joined by band member Victor Campos. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us. It was my pleasure.
And Miko and Victor joined us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Miko, what should we hear on our way out? What should we end with?
I think we should end with Kicking Back, because that's what we're doing. We're enjoying life, country music. Kick back and relax and enjoy.
Okay, Kicking Back from Freeway Bound. Thanks a lot.
You look surprised to find me.